and welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides, and we are glad to be with you here and now. The topic for this week is live your life. You may say, well, I am living my life. But what we are intending here with this topic is to remind you to live your life, to be in your life, to continue to gaze at your life, focus on your life, who you are, how you are improving, how you are serving life. So often, human beings get into other people's business. They turn away from their own homework, so to speak, and they are in others' lives. Even nosy, we would say, to try to figure out how to make another's life different or even better. So sometimes you may feel that you are doing a service when you are getting into another's lives with your fingers and trying to manipulate and pull strings and do things for others when it is not appropriate. Yes, when these individuals are your children, it is important as a parent to guide them and to offer input and discussion so they are developing in the fullness of their being. But it is not for you to make them in an image that you imagine they should be. This is when you are crossing the boundaries of sovereignty. Sovereignty is essential for you and for others. So we also remind you that as you are throwing out lines of connection and attachment to others to get involved in their lives, even if it is coming from a place of wanting to help, we remind you that by creating these lines, that others then are attached to you in the same way. So the line not only goes out from you, but it comes back to you, and your sovereignty is compromised. Your sovereignty is essential for your life and for you to be all that you are designed to be in this lifetime. We also add here on this topic of live your life that it is a reminder to not look at others' lives and wish that you had something that they have. Status, money, relationships, jobs, wardrobes, beauty. It does not matter, dear ones. When you look outside of yourself and wish that you had something that is outside of you, you are essentially dismissing your own assets, your God-given treasures. So we ask you, when you find yourself leaning into those thoughts of wanting what another has, that you come back home to your center and you have the grateful heart that is truly yours, and you recognize and acknowledge all that you have, all that you are provided for in every way, and also remembering that the life that you have here is designed for you and for your growth, your evolution, your enlightenment. If you try to live another's life, how does that serve God? You are a perfect and unique manifestation of God. God through you, as you are designed, not through another. So come back home. Relax your shoulders and feel the gratitude of who you are and of all of the blessings that God has given you, is giving you, and will provide. Live your life. The first word, live, is also a note for you. Be actively in your life, in wonderment and in awe of your life and all of the opportunities that are here for you to grow, to spread your wings, to blossom. Live your life. Recognize when you are back on your heels, so to speak, or being a couch potato, or going to any experience of wanting to numb your life, those things that are in your life, in your world. Be rigorous as you face your life with an open and clear heart. Stay present. Stay with your life. Live your life. Life as expressed, based on God's guidance for you. Dear ones, when you are in alignment with God's guidance, direction, you will have all that you need in every moment, including joy, love, companionship, funding, beauty, awareness, knowledge, wisdom, all that you need each moment. It is not about what's coming down the pipeline a year from now, a month from now, even tomorrow, and certainly not about what is the past. Because as you are in alignment with God, any unresolved issues or things that need your attention from the past will come forward and will be present. That is how life evolves. This is how you evolve and become more and more of who you are and the expansive expression of the God that created you and this earth realm. This, we know, is your true heart's desire, is to be all that you can be, not all that your ego wants you to be, but the fulfillment and the entirety of living your life fully, manifesting the qualities, characteristics, love, joy, peace, all that is expressed from God to you through you. Live your life. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.